This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Psalm 125, 1 through 2, a song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. In Hebrew it goes like this. Habotchim ba'adonai kehar tzion, lo imot le'olam ba'ed. The word imot, usually translated as moved, is more specifically shaken or tottered. So then, Mount Zion will not even be shaken or tottered. If you have ever walked on Mount Zion, these verses mean a lot more to you. It is a very solid hill, as are all the hills of Jerusalem, and made of solid rock. So then, those who trust in the Lord are very steady indeed. Jerusalem is built on seven hills. Actually, it is gradually spreading out to more surrounding mounts. There is no lack of them. If you have ever driven to Jerusalem from another part of Israel, you know that she is surrounded by mountains for 15 kilometers to the east, 15 kilometers to the west, 70 kilometers to the north, and 90 kilometers to the south. So the Lord surrounds his people. Wow! Sometimes we feel surrounded by the enemy. But if we are trusting our Father, the bad guys can't even get near us. There's a similar passage in Psalm 46, verses 4 through 5. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she will not be moved. God will help her when her morning dawns. So then, God is in her midst and surrounding her. Again, the words for not be moved are, even more specifically, not be shaken. Sometimes we feel sure of our salvation, and we know we will never forsake the Lord, yet we are afraid of being shaken in our faith. God promises to help us when the morning dawns. Yet another reference is in Zechariah 2, verses 4 through 5. And he said to them, "Run, speak to that young man, saying, Jerusalem will be inhabited without walls because of the multitude of men and cattle within it. For I, declares the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory in her midst." So now our enemies are kept out by both mountains and fire, not to mention God's glory, which, by the way, Satan and his servants want to keep far away from. Why do we get so worried? I think maybe it is because we don't feel safely nestled in the hills. We constantly take up our binoculars and stare at the encroaching foes, making them seem closer and therefore bigger than they actually are. Let God worry about them. Enjoy his glory. Just in case we might start thinking God is sitting down on the job, he provided us with Psalm 121, verses 4 through 8. "Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever." With these verses, our ring of protection has been widened. Even the sun and moon can't get to us. The Lord will protect us from all evil. None will slip through. Even when we leave our normal safe havens, he will guard us coming and going. Well, I personally feel a lot safer now. I hope you do too. Come visit us, and these scriptures will come to life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be the shade on your right hand. May he guard your coming out and your going in. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.